using them. You're putting them in place and then saying, "Hey, here we go." Well, you know, you can't do it that way. You can't do it that way. Have the conversation before, find the entities and the way in which to work, and then basically after you do that and you have the consensus, let the people jump out or jump in or stay where they are. That's an easy thing to do. Don't do it beforehand, make a law, then say, oh, let's retrofit it, because that doesn't work, because then you're trying to catch people off guard. If you want to keep people working forward, don't change the game halfway through the river, because they either can swim to the other side, stay where they are, or swim back. Okay? But now they feel stuck.
As long as they all have the same opportunity to swim equally in the stream is, I think, an important conversation that we have to have as a state.
Who determines fair? Let the market determine fair. Government is not fair. Government is skewed because you have to get elected. When you have to get elected, your view is for the voter in terms of who's the constituent that's going to do it. There's not enough corporations in the state of New Hampshire to vote you in. You're going to have the backlash of this is going to be so tremendous. So tremendous. You know, are you guys on contracts? No?
Again, I think the importance is
the
discussion about how all of the state's taxes affect our individual taxpayers in a manner that's consistent with the Constitution and the entities, you know, requirements. And also to take a look at how those how our tax structure and our rates have an effect on our competitive advantage or disadvantage, and that's something I have been advocating for, and I think these discussions are important pieces of that. So
let me take your I know, but let me just say, when you say you have to have a C corp as fair, okay?